is David Amram. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 on your FM dial, and keep on listening.
This hour of programming is sponsored by WBAI listeners in support of WBAI's Emergency Tower Fund Drive.
Hello, this is Radio's Uncle Sidney. When I'm out and about, folks comes up to me and says, "You should be ashamed." But when they calms down, they says how much they loves WBAI. That's WBAI New York and WBAI.org. Back in the day, we had commentaries by Malcolm X, Ayn Rand, Abby Hoffman, and William F. Buckley Jr. Imagine them folks in the same room at the same time. Nowadays, we've got Bob Fass, the founder of the Feast. Amy Goodman, you know her, we got her. Michio Kaku, the smartest guy in the world. Shows that helps you not to get evicted. Top-of-the-line news and interviews. Insane artists and musicians. Well, okay, we went nuts for a while back there. But now we're okay. We're like your crackhead cousin that's making good. So we know you're pulling for us. Go, run right now to WBAI.org and look around. See where we've gone. You can even subscribe online. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. Stay tuned.
It should be about 5 a.m. on this cold morning, and you're listening to all. It's freeze your ass off time out there. Radio WBAI New York.
No, I know we're not in Kansas.
Goddamn morning. How the hell are you? This is WBAI New York. The program is back of the book. My name is R. Paul Martin. She is Radio's Pickles of the North. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning to you, my dear. And a hearty hello and a good Martin Luther King weekend to all our dear 19 listeners, wherever they may be.
And we're going to talk about various things on this program. You can find out a little bit more by going up to my website at glib.com, glib.com. You can look around at things up there. And when you get there, you'll see a blue navigation frame on the left-hand side of your screen. At the top of that, it will say latest back-of-the-book program links. And click on that and you'll get to the webpage for tonight's program. The WBAI website and the archives seem to be functioning. If you find a problem with the archive, write to me and let me know about it. I'm rpm at glib.com. That's rpm@glib.com. And let me know about it and we'll do something about that. Okay. This is our 74th pandemic episode of Back of the Book. It's pre-recorded. This program was recorded on Friday for airing on Saturday morning. So if things have happened between then and when you're hearing this program, we won't be referencing them on this program. A recorded program cannot be as up-to-date as a live program, but this is what we have to do in these dangerous times. And our top story of the past week is we're still holding at 119 followers on Twitter, a gigantic number. The next WBAI local station board meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 1st, 2022, but it will be an executive session. The next regular WBAI LSB meeting will be held on Wednesday, February 9th, 2022 at 7 p.m. on Zoom, even though Zoom compromises privacy and security. We had a local station board meeting this past Wednesday night, and we elected WBAI's directors to the Pacifica National Board at that meeting. Only enough people wanted to become directors as we had slots, so they were all elected by acclamation. This meeting also featured a timekeeper who couldn't keep time and people disrupting the meeting because they lost an election. And, yeah, sounds a little Trumpian, doesn't it? Whoops. In public comment, we had anti-vaxxers whining that they weren't getting enough airtime on BAI for their life-threatening disinformation. According to the Johns Hopkins website, COVID-19 cases in the whole world reached 322,420,429 on Friday, and global deaths reached 5,527,145. In America, the number of cases as of Friday was 64,670,188, and the death toll in America was 848,812. So, 12,818 people have died of COVID-19 in America since our last program 1 week ago. This week's death rate is back up again compared to last week's program, and it's pretty substantial compared to what we've been going through towards like the end of the summer and all of that. 12,818 more people have died this week of COVID-19, and we know that these numbers are undercounted. By the time this program airs on Saturday morning, all of those figures we quoted will be higher. And again, this was all mostly preventable. I mean, that's hard to fathom sometimes with these numbers. Hundreds of millions of people infected, 5.5 million people around the world dead, and it didn't have to be. In other news, Dr. Anthony Fauci is under attack from right-wing senators. That creep Rand Paul actually accused Dr. Fauci of being responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths. Dr. Fauci said to Rand Paul at the Senate hearing, quote, "All of a sudden, That kindles the crazies, and I have threats upon my life and harassment of my family and my children receiving obscene phone calls. Unquote. Of course, the spread of the disease in America is mostly the fault of tens of millions of people who refuse to get vaccinated. And they're refusing to get vaccinated because of right-wing disinformation from Rand Paul and other Republican politicians. And there's another Republican senator Dr. Fauci's had a little back and forth with. Senator Marshall, a Republican of Kansas, he says he's going to bring up the Fauci Act. And he's going in there and he's got a hearing with Dr. Fauci. And during the hearing, he says, how would you feel if we, reveal your pay and your investments and your past investments? And so Dr. Fauci answered, this information's already public. And, they have some more back and forth. And Fauci says, quote, you're so misinformed. It's extraordinary, unquote. And because the guy is, threatening him with, we're going to show everybody your financial information, which is there. And later, when he didn't realize the mic was still hot, he said to somebody, what a moron, Jesus Christ, unquote. And so that's why the guy's going after him now. And oh, yeah, these people are just, And of course, there are all sorts of things we have to do with regard to the pandemic. Masking is one of those things. Yeah, you have anti-vaxxers and you got anti-maskers. No, I shouldn't have to wear a mask. It's my right to spread disease to other people. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Pickles of the North has been getting us some masks here at the Martin Mance.
Why, do you remember? Oh, and it feels so long ago. When we first had to make our own masks, we had to cut up T-shirts and make strings out of shoelaces and fold up bandanas. And then we graduated to the three-layered non-surgical masks, which did not fit very well. But they fit well enough for Alpha. Oh, God, Alpha. Remember the days of Alpha? And then Delta, still okay. And then we had to wear two of them or get like five-ply non-surgical masks. And now, of course, with Omicron, they're going to be telling everyone you've got to wear an N95 or a KN95. Those are really actually excellent masks. We've been wearing K95 since May, I think. And they're five layers. They fit your face really well. And they loop over your ears. And the way you can make a KN95 into an N95 is you take a shoelace and you put it through the ear loops and you tie it in the back of your head. And that really is excellent. And your glasses...
That makes it much more secure on your face. And it doesn't make your ears start flopping out on you.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt your ears.
Yeah.
And it also, you can wear glasses and they don't fog up. And that's how you know the mask is working. Pretty much you have to check it, make sure, when you're breathing that there are no leaks, and make sure you pinch it along your nose and under your eyes well. And those masks, of course, are now available because, people have been making them like crazy. Unfortunately, counterfeiters have been making them like crazy too, which is not good.
Supply and demand.
Yes. But there are ways you can make sure you're getting a true and proper mask to wear. And you can go to the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. And that's part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So we'll put links on ARPOL's website for all of this stuff so you can go and look at this.
And I guess what we'll also do is put links into the archive at WBAI.org. So you'll get the links up there in two different ways.
Yeah, and you can go to it's called NIOSH for short. I don't know if I'm saying that properly. And you can see what kind of masks are bona fide masks that work. Some of them are even made in the United States. that you can wear to protect yourself from Omicron and whatever else is coming down the pike.
Oh, God.
You can also go to the Food and Drug Administration's website, and we'll have a link for that, too, and they show you which masks they've approved. The important thing is, when you get the mask, wear it and make sure you put it on properly. And you can wear these things more than once. If you're not wearing them for, like, say, 8 hours in a row, you get a little clean paper bag. And if you've been wearing it for 2 hours, put it in a paper bag and let it sit for like 24 hours and you can wear it again. I mean, that's what we've been doing. And so far we've been okay doing this. But apparently the federal government is going to be sending us all at least a couple or three K95s or KN95s, which will be really good. I hope we get more information on that. And apparently January 19th, if you need a COVID test, the government's going to enable a website called COVIDtests.gov on the 19th, and you'll be able to give them your name and address, and they will, I guess, 7 to 12 days later, put a couple of COVID tests in the mail for you. So this is all really important stuff, and we really do need this. What's been happening with Omicron is really bad. So we want as many of you to stick around for as long as possible and to be healthy. You know, not get this and then have to deal with long COVID, the possibilities of getting long COVID.
Well, thank you for that public service announcement, Pickles of the North.
It is oftentimes a question in this age of indigestion as to what to eat and what to leave alone. For each microbe and bacillus has a different way to kill us, and in time they always claim us for their own. There are germs of every kind in any food that you can find, in the market or upon the bill of fare. Drinking water's just as risky as the so-called deadly whiskey. And it's often a mistake to breathe the air. Some little bug is going to find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday. Then he'll send for his bug friends and all your earthly trouble ends. Some little bug is going to find you someday. The inviting green cucumber gets most everybody's number, while sauerkraut brings on softening of the brain. When you eat banana fritters, every undertaker titters. Apple dumplings kill you quicker than a train. Eating lobster, cooked or plain, is only flirting with ptomaine. And an oyster sometimes has a lot to say. But the clams we eat in chowder make the angels sing the louder, for they know that we'll be with them right away. Some little bug is going to find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday. Eating a huckleberry pie is such a pleasing way to die. Some little bug is going to find you someday.
At this point, I should say that this is WBAI New York. The program is Back of the Book. She is Radio's Pickles of the North, and I'm R. Paul Martin. So, as we noted at the top of this program, it's very cold out this morning. And I say this morning, right now it's this afternoon for us because we're home and we're doing the radio program from home and it's sent in as a pre-recorded program. So, but we know that if you're listening on Saturday morning between 5 and 6, that it's cold out there. So we hope you don't have to go out, but if you do, bundle up. So it's cold out this morning. Of course, it's January. Being very cold happens in January and a bit in February, so it's not that big a deal. And some people, however, will say, see, it's cold, so there's no global warming happening, which is, of course, ridiculous because weather whips back and forth like crazy. The important thing is to see what happens over the long run, and that's called the climate. And the climate is very clearly changing. It was talked about years ago. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's no longer in the future. We can see it. We see it a lot. You know, the storms are bigger. The storms are stronger. The winds are faster. It's warmer. Well, according to the new research released by the Copernicus Climate Change Service, the past 7 years on the planet have been the warmest so far, quote, by a clear margin, unquote. It was hottest in 2020 and 2016, with 2021 ranking the fifth warmest on record. And, of course, that's records from about 1870. So when they say they're the warmest ever, well, that's in our time that we've recorded them, which is not that gigantic. However, the climate and the warmth and all of that does get recorded in all sorts of ways in nature. And there's talk, you know, of, oh, yeah, it'll get a bit warmer and that'll be fine. It won't be fine because of so many things that will happen, like the oceans will rise a bit, and places like New York City are going to be in trouble. And as we all know, people fighting about a park on the East River that got demolished so they could put up something that will supposedly allow that part of the city not to get submerged the next time the water rises a bit, although I don't think it's going to help in the long run. In any event, there are also situations where we talk about what's called a tipping point. And that's where the heat keeps getting, you know, worse, and it's warmer and warmer. And then it just really takes off and things become different. If you're tracking it on a graph, it's called a point of inflection. And bang, suddenly the graph starts heading north, kind of like the way the Omicron variant has made infections have a spike that's damn near vertical lately. Anyway, there have been all sorts of things about, oh, tipping point, was it real? Could it really happen? Well, tipping points have happened in the past. In fact, about 56 million years ago, and again, it helps to be able to see where things were in the past, before people could show up to do anything, there was something called the Paleocene-Eocene Thermal Maximum. And it's an exceptionally hot period in the Earth's history. And the British Geological Survey geologist, Sev Kender, and his colleagues have put out a paper with evidence that volcanic eruptions in the North Atlantic provided a critical component to this burst of heat. And basically, yeah, I mean, we don't see it that much. I mean, we have volcanoes in the past that we know a lot about because they were on land. The Deccan Traps in India was a site of tremendous volcanic activity for a while, millions and millions of years ago, and we can see that. Easy to see. But the stuff that's under the water, we don't see so much. Well, the North Atlantic what we now call the North Atlantic was erupting. And reading from Scientific American here for January, it says, North Atlantic eruptions occurred at the right time and intensity to raise carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere. Then, when the volcanoes died down, the temperatures kept rising. And the study figures that the volcanic greenhouse gases warmed the global climate enough to hit a tipping point, sparking a release of carbon locked away elsewhere, which further intensified the global warming at that time. And that's what can, in fact, happen. And it is happening now. One of the things that is going on is the permafrost is melting. And permafrost is basically land that used to be just ordinary land, and then it got very cold. And it got buried in ice and snow. And so you have all of the ordinary materials of soil and sometimes in fire forests and a lot of plant life and peat mixed in with ice. Well, it gets warm enough, the ice begins to melt. And you don't just find the occasional mammoth in there, which they've done. You also find the plant life. And what this results in is something called thermokarst. And you have all of the old plant life there, and it's pretty much dead. But not all the bacteria are dead. Plus, other bacteria are whipping around in the air all the time. And so the bacteria find all of this dead plant matter, and the bacteria start consuming it, and they start putting out carbon dioxide and methane. And methane's an even worse greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. And so we already have a situation where the global warming that human beings started with the Industrial Revolution over 200 years ago has started to set, it's sort of like setting a fire, and the fire sets other fires. And it goes on, and it's a chain reaction, and that's already happening. And so we got to watch out for this stuff. And again, it's an alarming thing of what could happen on top of this if we hit a real tipping point, and then there won't be a lot we can do about what happens next. We'll just be along for a ride on a roller coaster that may not have the tracks ending in a nice place. So, yeah, it's cold right now, but oh boy, it could get warmer in a very bad way soon.
We're all doomed, you know. The whole silly, pathetic lot of us.
And we have to help the radio station stay on the air right now. Yes, this is part of the emergency transmitter fund thon thing going on where we're begging for money. WBAI has in the past had a lot of problems with keeping its paying the rent at the transmitter. And in fact, we ended up having to leave the Empire State Building because of that. Now we're at Four Times Square and we got to keep paying them. And we're even having a hard time paying the lesser rent at Four Times Square. So what we're doing is we're trying to get a pile of money set aside in order to make it so that we don't fall in arrears again, which we've done. And we have made up the money that we were in arrears, so we're not in imminent danger of being taken off the air, which was a possibility. But management wants to make sure that we don't get in that spot again. So we're asking you to help us out and call 1-212-209-2950 and tell the person who picks up the phone at the call center that you want to make a pledge to WBAI in the name of Back of the Book. And yes, of course, Back of the Book is the name of this radio program. And so what you do is you tell them that, and it can be almost any amount of money. $25 is a regular one-year subscription to WBAI, so that would be great. That would allow you to vote in the elections that are coming up this year in Pacifica. And you can also just feel good about helping us out. Yeah, we have this emergency tower fund we're trying to raise money for, and management had thought that this was all going to be done by the end of December. Well, not quite. So now we're looking at pitching like this until the end of January. And so what we're doing right now is pitching. We're asking you to call 1-212-209-2950 and say you want to pledge to the Emergency Tower Fund in the name of Back of the Book. And they will take your credit card or debit card information. Or I think you can also just tell them, you know, send you a bill. Although really everybody prefers if you would use a credit card or a debit card, because the money moves a lot faster. And, you know, we're trying to build up this fund. So, 1-212-209-2950. That's the number to call if you want to help us to keep paying the tower rent. And we won't have these damned insane emergencies where, oh man, it looks like they might take us off the air in another few days because we're in arrears. And we want to avoid that. It would be good if we behaved. It would be good if this radio station, which 5 days ago celebrated its 62nd anniversary as a Pacifica station, it would be nice if this 62-year-old station behaved like an adult when it came to money. And you can help us do that by calling 1-212-209-2950 and pledging some amount of money. And, you know, if you don't want to do 25, you can do 10 or 20, somewhere in there, 15, something like that. 1-212-209-2950. And, you know, stations can go away. And WBAI isn't really self-sustaining. And we have to borrow money from the rest of Pacifica. The Pacifica Foundation owns WBAI and four other radio stations. And we have to borrow a lot. That's not so good. That can cause problems. It has caused problems. It would be wonderful if we could become self-sustaining. And stations can go away. In fact, WFAS-FM was, past tense, a primarily rhythm and blues radio station, and they were up the dial-a-ways from BAI, and they have now become a right-wing disinformation and hate station. Don't let that happen here. Don't let WBAI go the way of WFAS. Call 1-212-209-2950. Please do that. Please do that now if you can. 1-212-209-2950, and you will help us to pay the tower rent over time, and that'll really help out. 1-212-209-2950. You can pledge $25 and become a member. You can pledge less. You want to pledge more? You can pledge more. You can join our friend Seth, who has pledged to WBAI through Back of the Book, and some other people have too. Now, unfortunately, we aren't getting the information right away, so we can't thank everybody. Seth wrote to us. He's a friend of ours, so he wrote to us. And so we know that Seth donated. So 1-212-209-2950. Please, if you could, give us a call at that number, and we'll thank you. And right about now, I think it's time for us to do a station break. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, broadcasting from a transmitter and antenna atop 4 Times Square, going through a new studio somewhere in downtown Brooklyn and originating in our living room somewhere else in Brooklyn. The program is Back of the Book. My name is R. Paul Martin. She is Radio's Pickles of the North. And you can find out more by going up to my website at glib.com, glib.com. You can also go to the official website of this radio station at WBAI.org. So here's a little bit of speculation out of the latest issue of Scientific American, the January 2022 issue. They're talking about patches of glassy rocks scattered over a broad swath of the Atacama Desert. And the Atacama Desert is in Chile, in South America, and it's probably the driest place in the world. And hardly anything is alive in this desert. It's just, you know, oh boy. It's become popular with some astronomers because they've built, it's high. So it's a high desert, and those are usually really dead zones. And so they've built telescopes up there. And so it's made it attract a little bit of attention because there are scientists around. And they have found that the desert contains minerals similar to a comet that was sampled by NASA's Stardust mission. And the rocks, this is speculation here. I'm labeling this as speculation. They're saying the rocks may have formed when a comet exploded over the desert and melted sand into glass. And I don't know, that's interesting speculation, but that'd be a hell of an explosion if it were coming in and melted sand into glass. It would really require that the comet, a substantial hunk of comet, really slam in there and make something that's damn near a nuclear explosion, because melting sand, and then it turns into glass when it cools down, that requires a hell of a lot of heat. But be interesting if it were, if it's true. Oh, good grief. Another piece from the that same Scientific American: biologists have found two male California condor chicks that were virgin births. In other words, the female didn't mate but laid eggs, and the eggs hatched condor chicks. So, good grief, who knew that could happen? So if you ever had to deal with mice or other rodents in the house, and, you know, you might be there and you see one and it doesn't see you, and you kind of move toward it, you're going to smack it with something, and you can't see it, but all of a sudden it runs away. You didn't make a noise. You probably figured you made a noise. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But how did it get away? Turns out rodents may have what they're referring to as, some people are referring to as, infrared antennae, which lets them know that there are warm-blooded predators nearby. Infrared, of course, is the heat wavelength of light. And basically, the scientists have been studying certain of the hairs from mice, the whiskers in that area there. And so scientists have been looking at this and saying, well, let's examine these hairs they have. And yeah, they seem to have, it's like an antenna. The hairs are spear-shaped, and a part of them, it's kind of segmented. And in this article from the Times, it says basically the radiation that we put out, like most mammals, is 10 microns. It's in the 10 micron band. And that's the wavelength of the radiation. That's your heat. That's the heat coming off your body. And living things all seem, you know, that release heat, release heat in that 10 micron band. And so rodents like mousies and rats, and things like that, you know, if they could have a little something extra to help them know when there's a pussycat creeping up on them, because cats can be very stealthy, or some other predator, or an owl swooping down while the mice are out there at night trying to find something to eat, and an owl comes flying toward them. Oh boy, that would be very, very helpful for them to be able to sort of see that there's this hot thing coming at them. And apparently they have this. And this is, in fact, in their guard hairs, a special type of hair that's in, you know, by their whiskers there. And these things detect it. It's like an antenna to receive 10 micron radiation. And that would also explain why, while we were watching the hawks try to catch a squirrel a couple of months ago, squirrel was able to get away from them and knew where they were. Well, that's pretty good stuff. And this was in daytime, of course, but in the nighttime, it would be even better because seeing in the nighttime isn't so easy. So that's an interesting thing. That may be the deal of why a wee mousey will figure out that you're there even when you're maybe not coming toward it or doing anything.
Oh, geez, should I tell my parents about this? They've been having a wee mousey problem.
Sure, let them know that it can tell when they're coming close to them.
My gosh, they had an old wooden bread box, and the way they found out they had a wee mousey was they went in to get the bread, and they pulled it out, and there was a tunnel straight through the bread. So then they decided, they took the threw that out, and they got the fresh bread, and they put it on top of the fridge, and I said, oh, that should be fine. On top, you have a big fridge, that should be fine. And then my father says to my mother, tell our daughter that maybe Brooklyn mice don't go on to the top of the fridge, but they do where we are. Oh. Because they got the bread up there again. They tunneled through that bread, too.
Jeez.
I know. Oh, my God. So what do they have to get, like anti-radar now for the mice?
I don't know what anybody will do about that, but I guess the old snap traps still work, but now we know why they know we're there. And it is an interesting idea of, yeah, that's a survival mechanism. If you're a tiny creature that things like owls will eat, and owls are just soundless. They just subtly are on top of you. And, you know, it's nighttime and they can't see them. It's in a forest. And they would detect the heat coming off the owl as it approaches. So, Jesus, that's a very interesting discovery, I think. And the Next Generation Space Telescope, which is officially named after a homophobic government worker, James Webb, has completely unfolded. As we talked to you about, and everybody's talked about this, the big unfolding of the giant telescope got through all 344 single points of failure successfully. If any one of those 344 points hadn't worked out right, it would have the mission would have failed. But they all worked. It's all assembled. It is all self-assembled in outer space. And it's most of the way to the L2 point by now. And that's the point beyond the moon, like a million miles away, where it's going to set up and orbit there, orbit the sun right there. In the effect of Earth and Moon gravity. And it's going to be there. It's almost at the L2 point now. L2, it's L is Lagrange, which is a scientist from long ago who figured out that these places in outer space would exist because of the gravitational balance between the sun, the moon, and the Earth. They're stable points. And a lot of adjusting still is going to need to be done, and a lot of NASA people can breathe a little more easily now. They were all, oh boy, we hope all 344 operations work out. And they did. So this telescope, by the way, has a mirror that's bigger than the Hale telescope at Mount Palomar. Palomar is 5.1 meters. This is 6.3 meters. And, oh boy, those of you who are older will remember Mount Palomar as the big thing. Wow, the stuff they were able to see with Mount Palomar. It revolutionized astronomy and physics, and they tested relativity with it again. And, oh, Palomar was that big deal. Well, now we've got something bigger than that in outer space where it doesn't have to worry about shutting down for a cloudy day or a cloudy night. Things are heating up with regard to the insurrection of January 6, 2021. There have been more than 725 arrests so far. More than 170 of those who've been arrested have pleaded guilty, primarily to misdemeanors. I think they were all felonies, but they let them plead out to that stuff. And one of those is Virginia Marie Spencer of North Carolina. She's a mother of five children. She and her husband brought their 14-year-old son. They brought her 14-year-old son with them to the insurrection. Come on, son, we're going to an insurrection today. Both adults were arrested in Durham, North Carolina, within weeks of the insurrection. Mrs. Spencer pled guilty to, quote, parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building, unquote, and U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar Catelli, that's quite an alliterative name when you pronounce it, said that it was, quote, very hard to comprehend, unquote, why the Spencers would bring their kid to such a thing. The judge said, quote, it must have been a traumatic experience to witness this kind of violence, unquote, for the kid. And she said, quote, it's a complete lack of judgment on your part, unquote. Yeah, I guess. She then sentenced Mrs. Spencer to 90 days in prison. The Spencers spent more than half an hour inside the Capitol building on that January 6th, and they continued pushing into the building behind a group of Proud Boys, even as the cops were tear-gassing people trying to drive them out. The Spencers entered House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's suite and put video of that on Facebook. Ah, bright people. Her husband pleaded not guilty to riot-related charges, and he's going to trial soon. Yeah, he's got a bigger charge than she has. He's being charged with riot, and we hope he goes away soon also. And we're finally seeing some serious charges for the organized insurrectionists. The leader of the right-wing Oath Keepers militia, Stuart Rhodes, and 10 of his cohorts were charged in an indictment from a Washington, D.C. grand jury. They were charged with seditious conspiracy on Wednesday. That's a serious charge. Each of these enemies of democracy will now face up to 20 years in prison for what they did. The Justice Department issued a press release that said, quote, teams were prepared to rapidly transport firearms and other weapons into Washington, D.C. in support of operations aimed at using force to stop the lawful transfer of presidential power, unquote. Some of these violent right-wing creeps were seen moving through the crowd and into the Capitol building in what's called a, quote, military stack, unquote. And Stuart Rhodes, however, claimed he was only in the area to keep fellow Oath Keepers, quote, out of trouble, unquote. Well, yeah, I don't believe him either.
At this point, I should say that this is WBAI New York. The program is Back of the Book. He is R. Paul Martin, and I am Radio's Pickles of the North.
And we have to pitch again. And I hope you will all consider that this is necessary stuff. We need to keep the radio station on the air, and we need to raise money for this emergency transmitter fund or emergency tower fund, emergency tower rent fund. Anyway, we're asking you to get up, go to your phone, dial 1-212-209-2950, and tell the person who picks up at the call center that you want to pledge some amount of money to the WBAI Emergency Tower Fund in the name of Back of the Book. Back of the Book being the name of this radio program. And we would really appreciate it if you could do that. It would help a lot. 1-212-209-2950. And, you know, as I mentioned before, WFAS-FM, well, I guess FAS can now stand for fascist. It used to be a rhythm and blues station a little ways up the dial from us. And now it's another right-wing disinformation hate station. And Jesus Christ, this is what's happening. These right-wing things get a lot of listeners, and so these big conglomerates are buying up radio stations and putting these things on there. I'm sure the content will be the same content they'll get in North Carolina, where the Spencers came from. And, you know, I guess people will have to find someplace else to listen to, because I don't think there were a lot of other rhythm and blues radio stations in New York City. You don't want it to be a situation where you'll suddenly tune into BAI and hear some right-wing creeps yakking at you. The way to stop that from happening is to call 1-212-209-2950 and say you want a pledge for the Emergency Tower Rent Fund. And that's 1-212-209-2950. And you can pledge whatever amount you want. $25 would make you a one-year member of WBAI. If you want to donate $10 or $15 or $20, that's fine. If you want to donate more, we'll take that too. Every little bit helps here. And big bits help here too. 1-212-209-2950. We do need to hear from people, and we do need to have some callers call in. And we did a little bit of scientifical things here, talking about why a wee mousey can tell you're there even when it can't see you. And we did cover the next generation space telescope a bit. So we've covered some science topics here. And of course, we've covered the COVID-19 pandemic, which we're still in so deeply. And yeah, 1-212-209-2950. WBAI is this unique, strange thing on the radio, and it would be wonderful if we could preserve it. If we can't, it could go the way of WFAS, and there could be two FM stations pumping out right-wing crap. You don't want that to happen, and we need you to help us by calling 1-212-209-2950 and saying, I want to help WBAI to stay on the air, literally. I don't want them to not be able to pay the tower rent for a while again. And it's called tower rent because in most places you have a tower outside the radio station, and that's where it goes from. Of course, we're broadcasting from a tall building in Manhattan because that's the way it works. Well, that's how we have to do it, and we have to pay a serious rent on this thing. 1-212-209-2950. Call that number now, and you'll be able to help us to pay that rent that we have to pay. That's 1-212-209-2950. If you'll call that number now, it will help us a great deal. And, it's also tax deductible, I should point out. And you can help us out with this. Help keep WBAI on the air and help keep Back of the Book on WBAI. 1-212-209-2950. Help WBAI to not go down the horrible path that WFAS went down. Final time, 1-212-209-2950. I hope we get some of you calling. That's been it for Back of the Book for this week. We'll be back next week. Coming up next is
Arts Express with Prairie Miller.
And we hope you've liked the program we've done this morning. And we hope you're keeping warm. And we also hope some of you pledged. So tune in next week and we'll do other stuff. And stay warm. Watch out. And above all, remember what that watching you through his infrared whiskers dormouse said.
This hour of programming has been brought to you by WBAI listeners in support of WBAI's Emergency Tower Fund Drive.
Massive and expensive equipment marks the professional radio station. But in the amateur field, radio parts often include pieces of assorted junk, ingeniously assembled by operators, and lots of strange radio parts, such as whiskey glasses mounted on a cake tin. Ma's funnel actually becomes a loudspeaker, and her sieve, part of a microphone. Winding a coil becomes comparatively simple when using the family egg beater. All amateurs are heroes of the air at heart and dream of a chance to serve humanity whenever a calamity occurs. And speaking of calamities, well...
Hey there, all our beloved radio listeners. Yes, we're in a bit of a calamity right now with an urgent need here at WBAI to pay our radio tower back rent or cease to broadcast. And here at this radio station, we'd like to continue to serve humanity, but without having to resort to those egg beaters and cake tins in an emergency. So please donate whatever you can by calling in to 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Or visiting the Donate to Our Tower Fund at the top of the BAI website page. And Arts Express thanks you.
The next WBAI Community Advisory Board meeting will be held on Sunday, January 16th, 2022. The meeting will be held by teleconference calling. The call-in number is 623-600-3766. The ID number is 963-003. Everyone is welcome to call in and join the meeting. Again, the call-in number is 623-600-3766. The meeting ID number is 963-003. Hope to see you at the meeting.
Greed is good.
Wall Street's king of the junk bonds was indicted today.
Friday's huge oil spill off Valdez, Alaska.
Mrs. Helmsley is accused of tax evasion.
I have sinned against you, my lord.
This week on WBAI Playhouse, a trip backwards in time to the 1980s, where the greed and extravagance of a decade comes crashing down on the life of the protagonist in Arthur Miller's The Ride Down Mount Morgan.
Why can't I move? Do you mind?
You're all in a cast. You broke a lot of bones.
Who?
You. You smashed your car. They say you went skiing down that Mount Morgan in a Porsche.
Where? Where? I'm where?
Miller wrote this play as a response to the moral and emotional ruthlessness he witnessed at the time. That's 8 p.m. Saturday, WBAI Playhouse on listener-sponsored, locally controlled WBAI New York.
Breathe deep.
Breathe deep.
Expand your mind.
And let the music be your driving force.
Enter a world of color and light.
And keep on thinking.